Episode 9 is a big time here on the Iden Myers download because it coincides with Episode 9 of Star Wars coming out
later this year. Jesus.
Unfortunately, that's not what we're here to talk about.
That'll be for Saturday
on Part 2 of Episode 9. This is Episode 9, Part 1, kind of like what they did in the Harry Potter movies when they split the parts up because it was just so much too good to put into one movie. You couldn't do
there's
it.
So much to put into one movie that they had to split it into two parts.
Exactly. So there's going to be like so much that we got to do to put it here in Episode 9, and that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
Starting with this first part. This first part, though, we're going to be talking about college football is returning. It technically already returned, but it's hitting full force this week. Yes. And our boys are back up at the shoe in Columbus.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. OH.
IO. Let's go.
So this is also kicking off our very first week of our pick'ems that Blake and I have slowly gotten to.
Yes, yes. I've already got one upset this week, so... Yeah. I've already got an upset started, so...
Upset started. All right. Okay.
I've got one starting off week one for the big colleges.
I'm interested in seeing this. So, for college, we may change this up, throughout the season. I mean, we don't know. We've kind of got a little foundation set with, our two local market teams with three other games that we feel like are going to be the biggest of the week.
Right.
So, and that's what we've done this week. It may change. We may add more. But you can also play along with us on our Facebook page. Just search the Iden Myers download. We'll have a clean... we'll have our pick'ems and our picks on the status. Mm-hmm. And then the comments below, we'll post like a clean slate.
So that everybody can make their picks.
Absolutely.
And whoever gets the most right that week...
Congratulations, we'll chalk it up as a point.
We'll chalk it up as a point.
At the end of the year, if you have more points and more wins than what Blake and I do at the end of the year, there might be a little something in it for you.
Yes.
We don't know yet. Yes. So we just want to see how many people we can get involved in this. And don't forget to tell your friends, your grandma, your...
your grandma.
Yeah, your grandma. Hey, that's what you normally say. So I was just kind of plugging
everybody
in
their grandma.
That's right.
Everybody in their grandma. Yes, that makes sense.
But it has been a long 2 weeks. We've had a lot of information. We'll stuff that into the next week or... I'm going to say next week. The next part of our podcast. But so, let's go ahead and break it down.
All right.
So, Blake,
I'm looking
first
the
game.
Of the schedules this week.
First game this year.
First
or,
game.
Or first game this of this week, I'm sorry. Was the Florida and Miami.
Miami. Good Lord. That was a shit show.
It was.
It was a terrible shit show.
During the game and after the game, I heard that the band director for Miami got beat up by Florida Gators, or it was vice versa.
I don't remember.
It's just kind of sad that people are still taking sports that serious.
Right. I'm looking it up right now because I have the scoreboards.
But we got our five games picked out. We got the Ohio State and West Virginia because that's our local market team.
Yes.
Big market teams.
We might throw a couple more in there too because the couple like two of the games that are on that list. I mean, those are kind of gimmies at that point. Without thinking about it.
Oh, kind of like this upcoming week?
Yeah, or kind of gimme. So I might want to throw two more in there just to kind of give it a little bit of a mix.
All right. First, let's go ahead and get it started off then. First game, FAU, Florida Atlantic University, is traveling up just north of us.
Up to Columbus.
To Columbus, Ohio to face Ryan Day.
Ryan Day's first official game as head coach.
Yes, his first game as not interim head coach, but as the head coach. And he's named Justin Fields as starting quarterback,
yes.
QB1.
Yes. J.K. Dobbins is going to be the running back,
obviously.
And then my biggest thing is I'm going to be watching this game very intently because I can almost guarantee you it's going to probably be on FS1 or
on
big,
Fox.
It's on Fox. Yes.
We on Fox.
We're going to be watching on Fox.
Yep.
It's going to be great. What's his name? I can't remember his name. It's like that 5-star receiver that we picked up in the offseason last year out of Texas.
And we basically
stole him from Tom Herman. It was like Garrett Wilson or something.
Yeah, it was a big talk for
I think it was Garrett Wilson, off the top of my head.
Because there was a lot of recruits that were dropping out from not committing or like
when Urban Meyer basically retired.
Yeah.
A lot of the recruits turned tail and took off.
Yeah.
But we still picked up the 5-star receiver from Texas, the 5-star defensive end from Columbus, which who was initially looking at the team up north.
Yeah.
And we yoinked him because we yoinked every single one of their coaches because fuck them.
Yep.
Fuck them. But the good thing is, and this is just me, I'm hoping that Justin Fields, right out of the gate, just proves that he deserves to be where he's at. Yes.
Yeah.
And with JK putting in a lot of time in the weight room and putting a lot of times in
JK's on the field this year.
I would not be surprised if he breaks 1,000 yards this year.
Oh yeah.
There's no way. There's no way he wouldn't.
Without a doubt.
And then Chase Young at the defensive end, and then having.
And I'm not saying JK would be a Heisman, but I would not be surprised if he was in that top five.
He would at least
at least midseason.
I would say he's at least top five at this point. Well, I would say close to midseason with a couple dominoes falling in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he would be top five easily because there's not a whole lot of like pizzazz players other than Trevor Lawrence and Clemson. Tua Tagovailoa in Alabama, Jalen Hurts in Oklahoma,
and we talked about this like a couple episodes ago.
Episode 4
about all the possibilities of who could be Heisman.
Yeah, and I think JK's up there. Justin Fields not this year, next year, unless he does pulls a Dwayne Haskins and fucking comes out guns blazing and has apparently more accuracy than a fucking Springfield sniper rifle at 1,000 yards.
Dwayne Haskins in college football, Pat Mahomes in the NFL. Last year was a good year to be a quarterback.
Yes, yesterday was the year of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, easily.
It was good.
It was really, really, really
good. All right, so FAU, Ohio State, I know where you're leaning towards this one, but...
Oh, God, this is such a... No. Ohio State's winning this, and Lane Kiffin can kiss my fucking ass, because he apparently said that that Ryan Day's going to need some lube for how big of an ass-kicking he's going to get in his first day on the job.
That's a little sad, but okay. Well,
I'm telling you this right now, with Ohio State's new defense and their bullet style scheme, and having, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he used to play linebacker in high school, and then they put him at safety when he came to Ohio State for the 3 years he was there, and then when Urban Meyer left, they put him back at linebacker, but it was a bullet style position. I'm betting you that our defense is going to be the number one defense in the country going week 5.
Ohio State will struggle the first couple drives.
Offensively, yes.
I believe they're going to struggle in the first couple drives. And I believe by the end of halftime, going into the third quarter, we're going to see some guys coming off the bench playing.
Because
it's going to be such a big lead. Kind of what we saw a couple years ago at UNLV, against UNLV.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins' Dwayne Haskins' first game at quarterback, UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 40-something to, what, 7?
Yeah.
I think it was 40-something.
I think the game might have been like 50-something to 20-something. So
it was 53... It was
pretty rough.
53-10.
Next game.
I'm picking Ohio State, and it's going to be at least by 40. It's going to be at least 40. I'm going to soft margin it. No, Dwayne Haskins' first game was Oregon State. Not UNLV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was game 3. Was UNLV.
Yeah.
So I'm picking Ohio State by a wide margin. I'm saying at least it's going to be at least.
I'm going to say Ohio State by 35.
JK is going to have 2 touchdowns easily. I'm saying Justin Fields is going to have 3, 1 on the ground, 2 in the air. Garrett Wilson is going to have both of those touchdowns. Mm. If not, Chris Olave is going to have at least one of them. KJ Hill is going to be a big player in that game because he was a big player last year too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he carried a little bit more of a load than
Benjamin Victor.
I think everybody expected him to.
Benjamin Victor is going to pop out this year.
It's going to be a good year, man.
With the amount of defenses that are really small this year,
mm-hmm.
Ben Victor at basically almost 7 foot playing as a slot tight end wide receiver type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have a lot of yards this year. So it's going to I'm going to say at least 55-7. Is going to be my score.
I think the next game was
JMU
was JMU West Virginia.
West Virginia's going to win that
game. Yeah, West Virginia's going to win the game.
Easily.
But West Virginia's also going into this game without Dana
Holgorsen.
So
their backup or their big time quarterback.
Will Greer?
Yeah, Greer's gone.
Yeah.
And
Stills is gone.
Stills is gone.
I mean, Stills.
Stills.
Okay.
And then, what was his name? He used to play at West Virginia 2 years ago. Chug something. I can't remember his damn name. Anyway, he used to play at. I'm pretty sure he played at West Virginia.
Well, WVU.
Chugging off. Yeah. Whatever. Same fucking deal. But he used to. I'm pretty sure he used to play at West Virginia.
It's like you're reaching my brain and just.
So they don't even have him.
I think West Virginia is going to struggle this year. I think
West Virginia. I would not be surprised if they win 5 games this year. To be completely honest,
I would be a little surprised if they win.
With the spread of their Big 12 schedule, Oklahoma's on that list. TCU's on that list.
Texas is
creeping
in there.
Texas Tech's on that list.
Texas Tech, yeah. Texas Tech has come out of nowhere.
There is no way. I'm telling you right now. There is no way that they're going to pull off what they did last year and almost beat Oklahoma in the highest scoring game of the year.
Will Greer's gone. I think it's going to play a big factor.
It's not even a possibility at this point.
So
West Virginia handily. I'm going to say it's not going to be big. It's going to be by like 20. So I'm going to say.
I'm going to say by 17.
I'm going to say 34-20. 34-20.
I'm going to say it's going to be by 17.
I'm going to go 14. The next one was.
I think it's the only game with two ranked teams in one game.
Was Oregon at Auburn. 10 and Auburn at 14. 14 or 16. Was it 14 or 16?
I think Oregon's like lower than
They were 11 or 10. One of the two.
I think
Oregon is 11. Auburn is 16.
Okay.
And I picked Auburn to win this one.
So the
that
upset.
Is my upset this week. So Auburn. It's in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
The only offensive weapon that Oregon has that I'm aware of is their quarterback in, is it Hulbert or Herbert?
Herbert, I believe.
Somebody say my name? I'll throw them balls. I'll touch them balls all over. Anyway, go away, Herbie.
Yes.
But anyway, I don't think... Oregon's got a lot of returning guys, but I just don't think the Pac-12 or the Pac is it the Pac-10 or the Pac-12 now? Is it the Pac-12 or is it the Pac-10?
It might be a Pac-10.
If it's a Pac-10, well, I digress. But with the way that they've been playing in recent years, I just don't think that they can stand up to the SEC.
Auburn is going to have more control in that game most of the time, and I think Oregon will stun them. By a touchdown or a field goal. Late field goal.
I'm saying Auburn's going to win it by 7. It's going to be close either way. But I'm saying it's going to be like the Auburn-Alabama game from like 5 years ago when Auburn took that field goal that they missed back.
Yeah.
That close. Like I'm saying that close.
That was amazing.
That's what I'm saying by close. I'm saying like...
That's probably my second favorite overtime game. My first was Ohio State.
Obviously.
Michigan.
And I was at that game too, which is kind of fun. But no, I'm saying like Auburn's gonna win that game by at least 7, and I'm gonna say it's gonna be low.
So Blake picks Auburn as
the first upset of the week. I'm gonna go with
Oregon. I think Oregon's gonna pull it out of their ass somehow,
yeah.
Some way.
Yeah, I'm picking Auburn to win. 21-14. It's gonna be relatively low scoring. Relatively low. A lot of offense productivity, but low scoring for what the yardage is.
A lot of yards,
low numbers scoring.
Not enough.
Yeah.
So next game was
Houston at number 4 Oklahoma.
Okay, so now the reason why I suggested this game was because Houston is now coached by Dana Holgorsen. Who knows the Big 12? Obviously, he got his ass whooped by Oklahoma on all the years.
Picking Oklahoma, sorry.
So, With Jalen Hurts
coming
in. I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference that, oh, wow, it's Dana Holgorsen, he ain't the god of football, because clearly, you know, West Virginia didn't really amount to much. But
they still put up good numbers against Oklahoma last year,
They did.
But I don't think Houston
has the talent.
Has the same talent that West Virginia had last year.
But that's the only reason why I picked this game, and I think it's cool to see that, hey, you know what? First game with this new team, Dana Holgorsen is facing a familiar foe. But I still believe.
Unfortunately, Oklahoma, Dana Holgorsen is going to go 0-1 in his first game.
Yes.
Sorry, Dana, but you went to the wrong team because you have a lot on your side.
I think Oklahoma will win this now, more than 40 points.
If this was Texas and Houston, I might have picked Houston because Houston and Texas have given each other problems all the last few years. And I think Houston beat them last year, now that I think about it. But again, it's Dana Holgorsen going in there and using his offense.
Mm-hmm.
And his how he wants to run things, but I'm picking Oklahoma by a wide margin. It's gonna be
a lot of tight routes.
Yeah,
and it's in his offense.
Yeah, it's gonna be at least 40-something to 10. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say what is it? It's 21, 28, 37, 35. I'm gonna say it's gonna be.
I'm going to say it's going to be 48-13.
48-13? I'm going 41-13. I'm going 48-13
Oklahoma.
I'm going 41-7 Oklahoma.
Okay.
I do not see Houston even coming close.
No.
Like Houston, I would be surprised if they even score once.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because Houston...
Because I think they'll score when the Oklahoma's done.
That's why I'm giving them 7. It's because... Oklahoma's going to go in, beat the brakes off of them until halftime.
Mm-hmm.
The starters are going to come in back in the third quarter just to get the reps. They're going to keep steamrolling them. They're going to cushion. They're going to hit that cushion. Say, okay, we're pulling our guys out for the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah, because Oklahoma's going to need all their guys if they want to stand inside the top five.
Right. All which right. I don't see them sticking around there for
next
very much
game?
Longer. Next game and the last one that we have on our list is number 19, Wisconsin at the University of Southern Florida.
I'm going to say USF is going to beat Wisconsin.
You're fucking high. Are you high? What is wrong with you?
Upset. That was mine.
See, and now you see why. Now you see why you went negative in all the games last time we did this.
I know, but
because
hey.
Because you don't take the gimme ones.
But that's because when people look at me, when they listen to this episode of the Iron Myers Download, listen to part one of episode 9, they're going to be like, what the hell is this guy smoking? What the hell is he eating?
I will make a deal with
what
you
kind
right
of
now.
Space cake is he eating?
I will make you a deal right now.
And then when USF goes into Wisconsin and just...
It's in USF.
Okay, when Wisconsin goes into USF, I know I said that backwards. When Wisconsin goes into USF and they get... smacked around a little bit, people are going to be like, man, that guy was right.
If USF beats Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
you can buy me a fucking habanero and I'll eat that motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
Right in front of me.
Not in front of me. We're going to do it on our Facebook page.
Okay, fine. I will live cam it. We will live cam it on our Facebook page. Facebook page. Iron Myers Download, by the way.
Look us up.
We will go live on a Saturday before we record.
I almost didn't want to take that back because I don't want to see him go through.
Oh no, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Dang.
I ate a fucking Carolina Reaper on stream on our Twitch channel.
Oh yeah.
I ate a Carolina Reaper.
I forgot about that.
You really think I have no balls? I will do it.
No. I'm not saying you don't have no balls. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I don't want to be the one to put you through that.
You know I got balls, but
yeah,
I'm saying...
He stands up and... Whoa, what the hell was that?
If USF beats Wisconsin, I will fucking eat a habanero on live camera. I will do it. Actually, you know what? Better yet, I'll eat two.
USF, please.
If USF beats Wisconsin in the opening week, I'll eat two habaneros on camera.
Real quick, one more thing I want to add. Alabama is number 2. They're a little bit of a world of hurt.
Why?
One of their best players.
Oh, they're starting linebacker that was supposed to be a Heisman.
I'm not saying he's the god of college football, but I'm saying that's going to fucking hurt.
Right. That's going to suck.
But Alabama's also one of those teams, like kind of like what the guy said at work. It's like, all right, who's next?
Yeah, you literally know? they have an award-winning, like a bunch of award-winning linebackers,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that just happened to get the spot was the better of the five or yeah. six.
So it's
and then I mean, now you're just like, okay, here you go.
It could play out to be a bigger thing because, you know, Nick Saban, he's smart, fuck he's Nick intelligent, Saban. But he's also a fuck. So
Saban, fuck Nick Saban.
You know what? College football starts this week, man. Can you believe we can finally say that?
I'm fucking excited, dude.
So, but we're going to cover all the other sports, NFL, baseball, and all that on Saturday when we record our next episode. We just want to get this part in for our pick'ems because we got a very special episode coming up this week with my cousin Christian joining us. So, but now it is time for us to go play some softball. So until Saturday, thank you guys so much for tuning in to part one. Don't forget to go on our Facebook page, the iAdmires Download, and check out our poll that's up right now.
Yes.
Just asking, what are you more excited about when it comes to kickoff season?
College football or the NFL?
And I can say it's college football.
So I already voted college football.
I have a shitty NFL team, so I'm not
a very good
fan. The Cincinnati Circus.
Now if Dallas would get their heads out of their ass and give Zeke the money he deserves, then we'll be fine.
We'll see, man. And then also Sunday we have our fantasy draft for it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Austin Ide.
And
I'm
Blake, and we're signing off. We will see you Saturday. Bye, guys.
Adios. 2 days later, we are recording part two of episode 9, the kickoff. Blake, man, college football's finally got started.
Yeah, college football was a little rough today.
We got a lot to talk about. The 7 o'clock games for later this evening, which is, as of this recording, it is 7 o'clock. Or 6 o'clock, I'm sorry, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So all the 7 o'clock games have not yet started. Yes. But we have a majority of games to talk about, including the Ohio State game and the ever-so-close West Virginia game.
Yes, because West Virginia should have lost that game.
Yeah, man. But then Ohio State, though, man, the Ohio State stuff was...
That game was
unbelievable.
It was unbelievable, but we'll get into that after the...
All that and much more.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We're not going to really touch a whole lot on football, because that's what kind of we left part one to... But we are going to dive into it enough. But
just
we,
discuss it a little
but
bit.
But we got something else, though.
Yes.
Man, this is like for the first time since December of 20... No. Yes. December of 2017. The three of us, it's you and I and our special guest, are all sitting at the same table in front of a microphone, not a camera this time.
Yeah.
In front of a microphone, bullshitting. So we got Christian...
Hey! The man, the myth, the legend, Christian, a.k.a. Jack Black's illegitimate child.
Jack Black making the comeback.
Yes.
Yeah, he literally looks like he was picked, like, right out of his left ass cheek hair.
Literally.
Like, just literally picked, he was like a dingleberry, just sitting there just smiling, just pop. Let's grow this thing. Let's see what it turns into.
It turns into Christian.
It turns into Christian.
But that's the utmost compliments, though.
It is. So once again, this episode is, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Anchor. They do quite a bit. I mean, I know here recently, they just posted on Twitter, I think earlier today or yesterday, they posted about they had like some kind of issues with one of their like resources, one of the many resources that they do in the app, but they were fixing it. Like that was their goal, was to fix this thing immediately, which is one thing you gotta
Which is good because like it shows that they give a shit. Yeah. So I'm okay with it.
This app is completely free. Mm-hmm. Blake, you and I have said it hundreds of times, even in our advertisement that we have. Cool features, man. You can start a podcast absolutely free. You can get monetization.
monetization
with no minimum
listenership.
There we go. I'll let you say that. And then you can all, but this gives you like all kinds of cool stuff, like background music. Mm-hmm. You can do some easy editing. It's so easy, like I said, a caveman can do it.
Or Blake could do it.
Blake did it really, really well when I was gone that one weekend. He did it so well, like, and I was very impressed.
Yeah.
He actually led me to putting background music into the end segments, right?
Yeah, because I did it that for that weekend that you were out of town, and then we've done it ever since.
Yeah. So.
It just sounds so much, it sounds more fun.
Creative. We like creative. All right, so episode nine, part two of episode nine. I almost said episode two. Part two of episode nine.
Yes.
The kickoff is coming at you right after this.
That's a good title for this.
It is. That's a good one.
Because
the other day we were in kind of in a rush. We couldn't really think of something. So I just thought of something off the top of my head.
That is a good one.
Because we were on our way to softball.
Going away from the sexually loaded.
Christian, by the way, what I was trying to say earlier was other than the first episode. Like, this is one of the cleanest names we've had for our podcast.
Yes, they've all been sexually referencing loaded.
Referencing. All right, you know what?
Sexually loaded references.
We're gonna take about 30 seconds here to kind of regain our composure, and we're going to come back, and hopefully we can be able to talk when we come back.
Yes.
So stay tuned, everybody.